With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A four-day election has shaken the European Union's parliament to its foundations. Conservative parties rock ruling parties in France and Germany, the EU's main driving forces. Sophia Russek, an analyst at CEPS, tells EAP traditional European politicians are not coming up with strong enough arguments.
The mainstream parties, national parties, are not able to build a solid narrative around why Europe is good.
Still, the center's held as pro-European parties remain the biggest in the 27-nation bloc's assembly. Also on SRNnews.com, the U.S. says it's setting up an operation in the Polish capital to help neighboring Ukraine counter Russian disinformation. Poland is a member of NATO along the military alliance's Eastern Front. Israel's rescue of four hostages from inside the Gaza Strip comes at a sensitive time in the eight-month-old war. Israel and Hamas are weighing an American-backed proposal for a ceasefire and the release of the remaining captives. Cheating on a test has taken on a whole new meaning.
Toyota chairman Akio Toyoda has apologized for massive cheating on certification tests for seven vehicle models. The fraudulent testing at Japan's top automaker involved the use of inadequate or outdated data in collision tests and incorrect testing of airbag inflation and rear seat damage in crashes. Engine tests were also found to be falsified. Toyota recently stopped production of three models made in Japan. The deceptive test does not affect the safety of the vehicles already on roads. Two other Japanese automakers, Mazda and Honda, also recently reported improper testing of their vehicles, but said they are safe to use. Ron Taylor reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 121 points. The Nasdaq is off by 34. This is SRN News. Biden and Trump voters disagree on key cultural issues.
That seems like a given, but the Pew Research Center wanted to prove it, and it's just released a poll on the matter. Can a person change their gender? 59% of Biden supporters say yes, versus only 9% of Trump supporters. And just 19% of people who plan to vote for Biden think the country is better off when people prioritize marriage and children versus 59% of Trump voters who believe that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Thousands will gather in Indianapolis this week for the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. Messengers, as voting delegates are known, will decide on whether to establish a constitutional ban on churches with women pastors. They'll also hear a report and get outside criticism of the SBC's handling of sexual abuse among the clergy. With the membership in a steady decline, the messengers will consider a report on how an earlier effort to reverse that trend fell short. This is SRN News. A Georgia congressional candidate convicted for illegally demonstrating inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, walked out of a televised debate with a fellow Republican. Chuck Hand says his misdemeanor conviction for illegal trespassing is a sham that he expects to be expunged in time.
I was heard on numerous instances that day stating that we were not there for that. It will explain that my conduct on that day was very respectful and that I only seek to protest what I believe to be a stolen election. The reason I went inside of the Capitol is because I wanted to be the first in line to do so.
Audio courtesy of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Hand says he left the debate because he believed his opponents were unfairly attacking his wife. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeremy House.